Hello there. Welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimek, and it's so great to be back with you here again. This week on the show, we're going to take a look at the Mass readings for the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. And I'm really excited about the theme. This is one of those great themes that really needs to be addressed. I'm going to call this one True Religion. What is true religion? Is true religion going to church on Sunday? Or is true religion praying to God in the privacy of your home? Well, the answer is both. And I think in today's society, and tell me if you don't agree with this, there's a lot of emphasis on moving away from organized religion. And under the theory that if I go to church and pray prayers that are composed by somebody else, then it's not genuine. I need to just pray on my own at home or in a field somewhere. That's more genuine because it's coming from my heart. Well, as we're going to see as we look at the readings today, and this is really good because the readings really all point to this same idea that true religion definitely involves public worship. We don't want to say that it doesn't involve public worship because it does. True religion comes from the heart. So whether you are praying at home or whether you're praying out by the beach or whether you're praying in church, you just want to make sure that your heart is meeting your lips. You're praying from the heart. Absolutely, God wants us to pray in church. But he wants us to mean the words which we pray. We can still mean the words, even though somebody else wrote them. So again, there's this either or, this false either or mentality that really is pervasive in today's world, saying that, well, either I'm going to do it this way or do it that way. No, both are necessary. But the one common element, the common thread that unites both of these practices, prayer in private, prayer in church, using your own words, using somebody else's words, is that it comes from the heart. And that's the key. Our prayers have to come from the heart. And if they do, we'll be fine. And that's exactly what God wants. So that's what the readings are going to be about today. And we're going to get into them in just a minute after we pray. You know, and when I pray, as you know, if you've listened to this program before, I pray from the heart. I'm composing the words myself, and I invite you to pray along with me. That doesn't make the prayer for you invalid. It just means that I'm leading the prayer, and you feel free to pray along with me. You could just listen to my words. You could chime in if you feel like it. But our prayers need to come from the heart, and that's what the real theme today is. Before we get into the program and look at the readings for the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, I want to thank you. I want to thank you, first of all, for coming here each week and listening to my words, joining me, because I can really feel your presence. Even though I can't hear you, I can really feel your presence. I also want to thank you for your many supportive emails. When you write to me and say, I like the program, you're doing a great job, thank you. I love your prayers. So many times I get emails saying, Gary, I'm praying for you, praying for your family. I very much appreciate that. I also appreciate your financial contributions. If you have contributed to my ministry financially, thank you. Thank you so much. I realize not everybody can do it. But right now, especially since I can no longer travel because of my wife's medical situation, I lost a lot of income by having to give up my travel. So your donations are very much needed and very much appreciated. And I know things are expensive these days. It's not easy for you to contribute, and yet you do it. And I'm thankful. At the end of the program, I'll let you know how you can contribute. Maybe you haven't, you'd like to help sustain my full-time ministry. And if you would, I would greatly appreciate it. But again, I'm not telling you to jeopardize your financial position in any way because things are expensive. It's hard to make ends meet these days. But if you're able to help me, I certainly would appreciate it. I do these programs at no cost to the stations. I don't charge anybody for them. So I'm pretty much dependent upon your donations. And I'm very grateful. Again, at the end of the program, we will talk about that. But for now, let's just get right to it. Let's pray. And before we pray, because this is obviously the topic today, let's just call to mind the fact that we have an incredible privilege in being able to speak to God. We are able to speak to Almighty God right now, and we know without a doubt, whether or not we feel it, we don't have to feel it for it to be true. We know by faith that prayer matters, that God hears all prayers. And again, it doesn't always feel like that. That's okay. He hears all prayers, and he will answer every prayer. And when we get ourselves into trouble is sometimes he doesn't answer fast enough, or sometimes he doesn't answer in the way we would like, right? I mean, you know, come on. I know you. You know me. We're the same way. We all get like that at times. But we can't say, well, God never answers. He does answer. Sometimes his answer is, okay, I heard you, but not yet. Sometimes his answer is no. Sometimes his answer is yes. So these are all valid answers. It's not that he doesn't answer. It's that sometimes he doesn't answer in the way we would like. So now that I gave you that little pep talk, let's pray right now. Let's talk to Almighty God, who just happens to be our Heavenly Father. How blessed are we, right? Please join me in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for your willingness to always be here for us and listen to our prayers. Father God, we thank you for creating us. We thank you for sustaining our lives from the moment we were first conceived right up until the present time. Thank you for sending your Son Jesus into the world to redeem us, to open the gates of heaven so that we may live with you forever. Father, thank you for the food that you give us to eat. Thank you for the many blessings that you have given to us over the years. Sometimes these blessings are so numerous that we forget about them. We might lose sight of the fact that you've blessed us. We might lose sight of the fact that none of our problems have ever killed us. We've gotten through every bad situation in our lives. Father, we turn to you today. We pray for our family. We pray for our friends. We pray for our country. We pray for the world. We pray for those who are homeless. We pray for those who are lonely. We pray for those who are grieving. We pray for healing in body, mind, and spirit for all who are sick. We pray for those who are discouraged. We pray for those who have walked away from a relationship with you. We pray for those who no longer go to church. We pray for those who want to go to church but can't. We pray for all who are experiencing religious persecution. We pray for all who are affected by extreme weather of any kind. Father, we pray for the souls in purgatory. And Father, I pray for our church as well, for all of our leaders, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, our bishops, our priests, our members of religious communities, all of our deacons. Father, I pray that you will send me a special outpouring of your Holy Spirit so that for the remainder of this program, I can deliver your message and not my own personal message. I pray that you'll guide my thoughts and my words. And finally, I pray that you'll open up each of our minds and hearts so that when we hear your message, put it into practice in our own lives. Father, we ask these things in the name above all names, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. Again, my name is Gary Zimak. We do this program each week for 30 minutes as we look at the Sunday Mass readings of the current week. This week, 22nd week in ordinary time, 22nd Sunday in ordinary time. We're going to look at the readings. The theme, I call it, after looking at these readings and praying about it, I went through about three or four different titles. The one I ended up with is True Religion. What is true religion? Well, true religion is worshiping God from the heart. It's really what it comes down to. But in the case of the public worship of the Lord, as a Catholic, I am directed that I am obligated to meet once per week on Sunday and worship as a community. Of course, not everybody can do it. We do have people that are sick. You may not be able to get to Mass each Sunday, but if you can, we as Catholics are obligated to do that. But that does not mean, even though for the most part, the Mass consists of, I guess, except for those moments of private prayer, the whole Mass consists of words that were written by someone else. Well, that's great. That's fine. That's how we grow in faith, by looking at the words of others, especially the saints, the words of Jesus, the words of God as relayed through sacred scripture, and making them our own. I can use the words written by somebody else to pray to God. And in fact, a lot of times that's what helps me to grow. It stretches me a little bit, and it helps my faith to grow as I hear words that were written oftentimes thousands of years ago under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So praying traditional prayers is a good thing. We just want to make sure we mean them, right? That's the difference, because there's a movement these days, as you're going to see, it's nothing new, of movement saying that, well, this is the way we should do it. We don't have to go to church to pray. Or, here's the other thing, this is exactly how we need to pray. I need to pray these words. And I don't want to get into that whole thing, because yes, the church owns the liturgy. The church tells us, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and the authority of Jesus himself, that these are the words you're supposed to use. So we can't change them. But on the other hand, we can't be looking down on people because they are not praying this or that exact novena outside of church on their own, and instead they're choosing to use their own words. We're going to see the Pharisees, who got all the externals correct. We're going to see that in the gospel today. But their hearts were far from the Lord. So we don't want to turn into those people who know all the words to all the prayers, but yet treat other people like garbage, right? It happens. It happens. And we also don't want to go to Mass to worship in public and just use our lips, our voices, to run through the prayers and not mean them. We want to mean what we say. So again, it's a number of different applications of this theme. But the reminder is, pray, just don't say the prayers, right? And I'm telling you, I am guilty of this a lot, more than I should be. It's easy. I don't mean it, but sometimes I slip into this. So I probably said a little too much already. Let's get to the readings. Before I do, just remember, if you need to find out more about my work, you want to pick up a copy of my Advent book, or maybe even make a donation to my ministry, followingthetruth.com is my website. Just head on over there and you can find out more information. So let's get right to these readings now for the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. The Gospel, as we always do each week on the show, we begin with the Gospel, and then we'll look at the other supporting readings to back up the message in the Gospel. Mark chapter 7, beginning in verse 1. When the Pharisees, with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and the scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites. As it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." So what the Pharisees are doing here is they are following the Mosaic law, the law given by God to Moses, to the letter, plus they're adding to it. And they're coming up with all of these additional burdensome regulations that God's people need to follow, according to them. So they're adding to the law. And essentially what Jesus is saying to the Pharisees is, you know, you folks, you're getting the externals right, but you're hypocrites. You don't mean what you're practicing. You're making worship of God a burden to the people. You've got the externals down, and you're creating your own externals, but your heart is not with God at all. That's the danger. True religion is not what the Pharisees were doing. All right, so Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." So Jesus is just making a little bit of a correction here, reminding us all that religion, true religion, is not just saying your prayers. It's praying them and meaning the words. You see the difference there? And we don't want to put too many burdens on people and say that, well, they're not praying this prayer that they should be praying. And again, I'm talking about outside of Mass. Inside of Mass, we are told what we're supposed to pray. But we still don't want to just pray those, say those prayers at Mass and not mean them. But, you know, this is, it's a challenge. I really do struggle with this because there's times when I zone out, especially when I'm not the one leading the prayers. And that, you know, that's what happens at Mass. It's not the end of the world when we do it, but we need to recognize it. And readings like this help me to remember, and hopefully you too, that, yeah, we should be engaged in Mass. And engaged when we pray at home, too. This is something we're going to be working on for the rest of our lives. But that's good. The fact that we're trying to work on it pleases God. You know? Anyway, let's get to the first reading now from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. Moses said to the people, "Now, Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live and enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. In your observance of the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin upon you, you shall not add to what I command, nor should you subtract from it. Observe them carefully, for thus will you give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations, who will hear of these statutes and say, 'This great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people. For what great nation is there that has God so close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him? Or what great nation has statutes and decrees that are as just as this whole law, which I am setting before you today?'" So we shouldn't add or take away from God's law. And again, the Pharisees, this is what they're known for. They added to God's law, but also their hearts were not in the law that they were practicing. So it's really twofold. You don't add, you don't take away, and you mean what you pray when you pray. You just don't go through the motions. And again, these things trip us up. It's very easy to trip us up. Because it's the world we live in. It's too easy to just do your own thing and really lose sight of the fact that you're praying to God. And he's listening. And even if you're using somebody else's words, we need to mean those words. Let's look at the responsorial psalm, Psalm 15. "The one who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. Whoever walks blamelessly and does justice, who thinks the truth in his heart and slanders not with his tongue, who harms not his fellow man nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor, by whom the reprobate is despised, while he honors those who fear the Lord, who lends not his money at usury and accepts no bribe against the innocent. Whoever does these things shall never be disturbed." The one who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. So, in other words, and sort of a, not really a new issue, but a side issue that flows from this whole idea of meaning what you pray, is worshiping God is not just getting a prayer book and reading what's in the prayer book. It involves serving God by serving other people. And that's, again, a difficult aspect of true religion. True religion, yes, it's a relationship between me and God, but it's also a relationship between me and God in my brothers and sisters, including the people who drive me crazy. And that's, again, not easy. But God pours out his love through the Holy Spirit. That's what Scripture tells us. So we can love those people who are challenging. And look, we might be those people to others, right? I might be that one who's not easy to love. But we can do it. We can do it with God's help. All right? And that's an important thing to remember. Now let's look at the second reading. It's from the letter of James, the book of James, chapter 1, beginning in verse 17. Dearest brothers and sisters, all good giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no alteration or shadow caused by change. He willed to give us birth by the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. I'm going to pause there because that's so good. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this, okay? So this is it, right? True religion? Here's what true religion is: to care for orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. Boom. Isn't that great? Sometimes, in ordinary time, I've told you, it's challenging to fit the second reading into the theme because the second reading is generally standalone. And the second reading, as well as the gospel, they progress sequentially. So each week, we're reading from now we're into the book of the letter of James. We're going to progress sequentially through that as we do with the gospel. And the first reading and the responsorial psalm are chosen specifically. They're not just chronological progressions. They're chosen specifically to match up with the theme. So the second reading can be a little challenging sometimes to find a theme. I believe that with the help of the Holy Spirit, you can always do it if you look closely enough. And this is a case, though, where this ties in beautifully. Pure religion, to care for orphans and widows, not just to go to Mass, not just to pray the prayers, but to serve God by serving the least of our brothers and sisters, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. Very difficult, right? Because the world, the message of the world often conflicts with the message of Christianity. They're very different. And many people who claim to be religious, many people who claim to be Christians, who are Christians, don't speak like it. You know, we got to be aware of that. We want to make sure that we try not to do that. We want to make sure that we are not Christians in name only. And to one degree or another, we all fall into it at times. I certainly do. I would speculate that you may as well. It's something we just want to work on. We want to get better at. Because the Pharisees, yes, they were obeyers of the law. But man, they made it difficult for people to worship God. They went against, or they went above and beyond, and that's not a good thing, what the Lord had revealed. So we want to be careful that we don't start doing that to other people. And look, I don't want to give examples because then I'm going to put ideas in your head or make you think about certain things. But I'm sure if you think about it, you can recognize that. Maybe it's been done to you. Maybe somebody has put unnecessary burdens on you. Again, and I'm not talking about not following every single teaching of the church. That's exactly what we're called to do as disciples of Christ. I'm talking about making our own rules and saying, because I do this, this person should really do this. As my late mother-in-law used to say, we don't want to be more holy than the Pope, right? And again, and look, let me just go there. Let me say, whether you like Pope Francis or not, there's a lot of controversy about Pope Francis because he does ruffle some feathers. He is the vicar of Christ. He is the leader of the Catholic Church, appointed by Jesus through the Holy Spirit. So again, let you know, I said it, so I just have to explain what I'm talking about there. If the Holy Father says it, I'm good with it. Because I believe in the church. I believe the church was established by Christ. And I believe it's the one true church. And I believe that he knows exactly what he's doing. And he gives us the right pope at the right time. So there, I said it. So, yeah, I know when I'm wandering into areas that could be controversial. For the most part, I don't necessarily go there. But there's times I have to. I got to tell you the truth. I am 100% a believer in the teaching of the Catholic Church. I do. Absolutely. Don't question anything. And I think that's a good way to be. So, there you go. Don't add to what the church teaches. Don't be reading into Scripture things that aren't there. Don't place unnecessary burdens on someone. Live your Catholic faith. Don't just go to church. But live it. And you're going to be fine. That's what Jesus wants you to do. Don't be like the Pharisees. And you know, sometimes people say, oh, Catholics, or you specifically, you're such a Pharisee because you're such a stickler. Obey what the church teaches. That's it. And don't add, don't subtract. Don't make it hard on other people. And mean what you pray. If you do that, you are doing exactly what Jesus wants you to do. And that's what true religion is. That's what true religion is. Okay, we are just about out of time. Man, I got a little bit more fired up than I thought. I thought this was going to be a good show. I was, you know, but as always, I let the Holy Spirit lead me. Remember at the beginning, I pray, Holy Spirit, come into me and guide my thoughts and my words. Well, I believe that's what he does. I don't always get it right, but I try. Thank you for listening. If you would like to contribute to my ministry, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. And as always, you're in my daily prayers. Please pray for me and my family as well. And God willing, I'm going to get to join you again next week for another episode of the show. God bless.